The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Tonight on Blitz, after a big win in Nashville, is it finally time to believe in the Bills? Plus, Jay Gruden's keys didn't work on Monday. And can the NFL suspend Robert Kraft already? All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get Blitz. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. We're coming to you live from the Blitz Bar, and our keys still work this Monday, so I guess we're still on the Big Play Sports Network.
For now.
That's true. Give it time. It was a wild week 5 in the NFL, highlighted by yet another awesome Thursday night game between the Seahawks and the Rams.
Go Hawks. Go Hawks.
Take it easy, sub. And a classic defensive stand from the upstart Indianapolis Colts. This is one for you, Matt.
Freaking amazing.
Who have found their groove with new quarterback Jacoby
Marlon
Brissett.
Mack? Oh. Sorry.
It can't hurt.
Yeah.
But it's off the field where we're going to concentrate tonight, specifically on dumb fan behavior.
Does that happen?
The worst franchise in the NFL and the NFL's conduct policy, which is a way of catching really undeserving players and employees in its net and letting the biggest fish go.
Wow, good lead in.
It's not bad.
Wonder
right?
what our take is on that one.
No, it's so good. It's so good, right? And speaking of conduct policy, let's introduce some guys who would still show up even if we suspended them.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
Rookie and Clippy are out tonight, serving a one-show suspension for violating our personal conduct policy. And speaking of not showing up, our drink of the week is dedicated to the Cowboys, who laid a big-time egg against the Packers, which I turned off when it was like 31-3. So tonight, this drink is dedicated to the Green Bay Packers. This is the Packers Apple Cocktail. This is not an apple teeny. I wonder, hey, do we see, is this like showing through to our bar? Yeah, it is. It looks like Pepsi Clear.
It is. Actually,
amazing.
It is Pepsi Clear. We're just
That's all we're drinking tonight.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, this one has Irish whiskey, apple schnapps, and some cranberry juice in it. It's supposed to have an apple garnish, but you ate all the apples. Yeah. Wait, is there anything you won't eat?
No.
Okay, good stuff. You're a very big man.
First down.
Finally off the practice squad. Played great in Nashville. 4 catches for 29 yards. May not seem like a big stat line.
Wait, why did you roll your R in practice?
Because I've got a little Cajun in me. Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious. I don't know where you're going.
I'm trying to bring a little culture to the show.
Oh.
Unlike you.
What is culture?
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
Okay. Like, can I? Do you mind if I just actually get into the show? Is that okay? Is that a thing? Nice.
His visor's sideways. Huh?
That's true. Too many beers. So even though his stat line wasn't all that impressive for a rookie performance in the NFL, none was bigger than his 11-yard TD grab that ended up putting the Titans away in a 14-7 victory. Tough-fought victory, by the way.
That was half the touchdown
Tough
they scored.
Tough-fought victory, right?
It was.
Thank you.
Right?
So
it was the winning touchdown.
Thank you. And what's more, Even though he threw a couple of bonehead passes, which you expect he's probably going to do. Josh Allen completed 71% of his passes and was steady enough against a pretty tough
D.
That
is a good D.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
So my question is, we're 4-1.
4-1, baby.
Is it time to finally get excited?
No.
No. Okay, let's hear it.
No, we've done this dance before.
When?
2 years ago.
Oh, come on.
3 years ago. 5-0.
9-7. Okay, fine.
5-0. Woo! The Bills are back. Woo!
And then
what happened?
Yeah, they
didn't make the playoffs.
Didn't work.
No. They made the playoffs.
No, that was 2 years ago. With Tyrod.
Okay, fine.
I'm talking about 3 years. Started off 5-0.
EJ Manuel.
Right.
What are we talking about? Was that EJ
Manuel?
I don't know.
Regardless.
Flutie? Was it Flutie?
You're the stats guy.
I don't know.
Until I see 10 wins on the board and a clinched playoff star in the stat line, then we'll go.
So you sit on your hands until the playoffs start.
No, I cheer loudly.
Do you?
I watch the games. We hope Duke Williams becomes the next Terrell Owens.
Oh.
Randy Moss?
Minus the attitude? Really?
Yeah,
bad examples.
How about like Larry Fitzgerald or Julio Jones?
Seriously.
So the next Plaxico Burress. And we hope that he can lead the team.
In what?
Receiving and touchdowns.
Wow.
Scoring
really?
From the practice
John Brown's
rod.
That.
He is a fan favorite. He's going to be a Bill for life.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
One game in, baby.
Listen
right.
to you.
One game
basically
in.
Hall of
Hot
Fame.
Hot take.
Hall of Fame.
Hot take, yeah.
From CFL to NFL practice squad to NFL game-winning touchdown.
Wow.
We
need a sub sound
the
effect.
Next,
we do.
The next David Tyree.
Wow, really?
That's who he is.
Damn.
Never
wow.
catching another
big
pass
catch,
again.
And then you're out, son.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for him after that.
We'll mail your ring.
I want the Bills to be good. We all want the Bills to be good. We all want the Bills to beat the Patriots. Everybody in the world wants that to happen.
I want an old lady to fucking curb stomp Tom Brady.
Perfect. Well, Giselle, did you just call Giselle an old lady?
Oh. I'll call her whatever I want.
You're lucky to call her.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I think that I really want to mitigate my excitement because
wow.
I want them to succeed, but I don't want to get too excited.
Coward.
It's like
you are
I am a coward. I am
You're
a coward. I am Luke.
Can't you
I
love again?
Yes, I'm
Can you not love again?
Bill the sub coward.
Wow. Sad. Coach, you
I'm
got
excited.
A better take than this.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I think this D is incredible. We talked about, worsening weather, making it better for defensive type teams. I think they're running well enough. I think Josh Allen is becoming a clutch performer. Yeah, he might not light up the stat line, but he's making the plays when he has to. This has the formula for a winning team, especially the further we go into the year and even in the playoffs. This is the formula. It's not pretty, but it's absolutely the type of football that wins you tight, gritty games. And they're a blast to watch.
I agree. Like, why is it that Frank Gore always manages to grind out 4 or 5 more yards than you need?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is a warrior at 36 years old, and you got Singletary
Incredible.
That's going to get healthy again.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
going to add
like
that two-punch into their offense. I really like their idea of opening up the passing game by using a steady run game. The O-line is shaky in pass protection.
Yes.
It's very shaky,
yes.
especially on the right side of the line. And I think that really hurt them in the Patriots' loss. I mean, every single time they snapped the ball, you got Van Noy coming off the edge. Looks like he had a clear shot at Allen or Barkley
every
single time. And in fact, he was responsible for the final turnover at the end of the game. So if they could steady up the line there and, in fact, get those linebackers to drop back just a little bit.
Totally.
And
But
Allen, I think this is a really good sign. When you start completing, 3/4 of your passes,
that's pretty damn
even
good,
if
man.
You're throwing like 5-yard little darts, it doesn't matter. You're moving the linebackers back.
You're moving it
away from the line, and that opens up your run game.
100%.
And that makes the defense a little bit more honest. So I am excited.
I'm excited too.
And that was a tough win. Like, remember, this is a Titans team that went to Cleveland and kicked the shit out of the Browns. The resurgent Browns who are they're currently losing to San Francisco.
Yeah.
But they dominated that game. And Mariota is playing pretty good ball.
Yep.
Don't give me that. Come on, Matt. Don't do that. But he's actually playing like he wants a contract. That's what he's doing.
And the Titans have a similar formula to the Bills, right? They got really good defense. They've got a quarterback who's opportunistic and can run and make plays with his feet. Like, it's a similar type. Like, that was meant to be a tight game.
Yeah.
Because of the way both those teams are kind of carbon copies of other. But the Bills were just the better team than the Titans. And that just gives you hope that they can win ugly. And when you can win ugly in the NFL, you can win a lot of games.
Yeah, like, who cares? Who cares if it's pretty?
No.
Right? Sorry, we've already got a pretty team called the Patriots. Fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys.
Second down.
As we mentioned in the intro, Jay Gruden's key didn't work out this morning, and he's out in Washington. Jay Gruden got fired today, and in fact, the Redskins fired him in the most Redskins way possible.
Oh, I know.
They summoned him to the facility at 5 a.m. so he could collect his pink slip. They don't even let the guy sleep in, for God's sakes. I suppose Bill Callahan handed it to him, too,
oh,
right? Like, hey, don't
imagine?
Let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
So now, so now
it's up to interim head coach Bill Callahan, who Raiders fans will remember as the one who broke John Gruden's team and took them from Super Bowl contenders to a 4-12 tire fire in just two seasons. The odds makers are trying to figure out who's the next head coach in Washington. All the usual names are being thrown out, right?
Yep.
But my question is, why would anyone want this job? And is Washington the worst franchise in the NFL? Who wants this?
Both great questions.
Thank you. Do really? I owe you money?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, wow. Shit. Yeah, okay, sorry. I'll get paid soon. Okay, sorry. Yikes.
Right. I mean, I could look at it less funny and say, and anyone hungry wants a head coaching job, right? I mean, whether you're, you know, the next 29-year-old who had a coffee with Sean McVay or whoever you are, but anyone wants to be the big dog of the team. So you're going to get plenty of suitors for this, but really, the question really has merit because this is a bit of a train wreck of a franchise for many, many years. I mean, even last year, they gave their fans hope for the first, what was it, 5 or 6 games. I think they were like, were they 5-0 or 6-0 or 5-1? They were doing really well, and they just imploded again. So, and with the general manager there, I just don't think they don't got the stallions in the stable there, and they just feel like not even an NFL team. They just don't feel like they're in the conversation.
Well, here's the thing with the Redskins, why I think they're the worst right now. People would argue that it's the Dolphins, but the Dolphins at least have a plan. They're, you know, the tanking for two or whatever their plan seems
to be. Tanking.
Washington, I mean, it's supposed to be a football town, the sport in the sports
history.
Landscape in Washington. They have Adrian Peterson in the winter of his career. They don't have anyone really, you know, you should have had Haskins start. That at least brings people to the stadium. They get to see the rookie quarterback, the first round pick. That might have given Gruden a chance to keep his job if he would have played him. I mean, look at the whole Daniel Jones situation in New York now. The team is not that good, but people are coming. The eyes are coming. They want to come see the new player, the future of their team. They're right now, I think, of a boat without a sail. They're adrift. They don't have an identity. They don't have players. They don't have a coach. So this year is a write-off. So as a fan, why would you even want to go to the
what's bringing you in there, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, now they've lost all of their games. They've lost in close games. And they could very well easily be 3-1, but they're not. And so they need
really
to do
aren't.
Something. So maybe firing the coach is the shakeup that they're going to need, and it's going to right the ship, and Haskins starts next week and see what brings the fans back.
But you know what was happening behind the scenes and sort of in front of the veil. You knew Gruden hated Haskins.
Yeah.
Thought he was a bozo. Yeah. Can't play football.
Wasn't his
pick. So, of course, this is totally on Allen, and he's letting everybody know that, no, I would never play this guy. So, you know, you have guys that evaluate talent in the draft, and you have coaches that evaluate talent on the field.
Yeah.
And so I would look at a guy like Gruden who's looking at Haskins, who probably couldn't hit the side of a barn, even though he had a great completion percentage in college. When I saw him in the draft, well, who cares?
Who couldn't hit the side of a barn last year? Lamar Jackson. Look at him now. He's arguably the top 3 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Look at his last couple games.
Yeah, fantasy-wise.
We're not talking about fantasy. We're talking about reality.
I live in fantasy.
but, I mean, I just think...
My whole identity is wrapped up in fantasy.
What's Gruden's legacy? He's John's brother, and he was a quarterback whisperer in the Arena League?
No, he was a great offensive coordinator for Andy Dalton in Cincinnati.
And he's got a great record.
And he was awesome.
Cincinnati, great. Yeah, great.
You could take the red rifle and actually make him a quarterback? Come on, anybody deserves a shot for that.
They haven't won a playoff game since Boomer Esiason and Icky Woods in
93. They made the playoffs,
though.
Fair enough. They make the playoffs, something Washington does not do, by the way.
That offensive coordinator, quarterback whisperer out too much. He had Andy Dalton, who was a good rookie and with a good player with A.J. Green on his team. I mean, they had the line. They had the receivers. They had the running game. You had Giovanni Bernard. They had all those guys.
Yeah.
So is Gruden the reason that that Dalton had a good season?
I know for a fact that when you toss out top five running backs in the NFL, Giovanni Bernard usually comes up.
Well, he does.
So, yeah, great
in
point.
Yeah,
pretty awesome. Okay, the second half of this question that I had was, is this the worst franchise in the NFL? So I just wanted to pull up this list here for everyone to see. These are all the head coaches that have served under the Dan Snyder regime. In 20 years, we're now at 9 coaches. And Jay Gruden was his longest tenured coach. Yeah, so that's how you thank the guy for that much time.
Like Mike Shanahan's up there. And
there's some big names up there.
Joe Gibbs, they bring back the legend.
They exhumed Joe Gibbs to come back and actually play.
Race car,
coach
the race
team.
Car,
and, outstanding.
Yeah. It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
And he won 64 games.
Hey, he coached for 64 games.
I got a movie reference.
Oh, my God. Yeah, from 1987.
Well, whatever.
Good for
you. I still
got
one, man.
Coach, that was
I'm
your
so
last
proud.
Date
I am
in
proud
a movie.
Of myself.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Thank
you.
For that
the
movie
biggest
the
mistake I believe that Dan Snyder ever made with his team was getting rid of Marty Schottenheimer.
I agree.
Who was an awesome coach. He was a terrible playoff coach, but he was a great coach to bring your team back to respectability. And he had an 8-8 record and got canned. That just wasn't good enough. So we brought in Steve Spurrier, the latest toy from Florida, who decided that, well, he would rather golf than actually coach a football team. They were awful. All right, are we done with this topic? Because I got something to announce.
What?
We've got a record breaker to announce. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go for a record breaker of the week. We're going to point out a record every week that nobody knows was actually a record that needed to be broken.
Exactly.
Okay. So a couple weeks ago when Fitzpatrick was still playing down in Miami, and this is one we didn't announce, Ryan Fitzpatrick became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw interceptions for 8 different franchises.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's just a little golf clap. Right there. But that's not our record tonight.
He went to Harvard.
Oh, God, did he?
Fitzpatrick did.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick?
So he did well in the Wonderland.
Okay, here's the record that we're talking about tonight. And it's our boy, Gardner Minshew, who completed 26 of 44 passes for, what has he got here? 374 yards and 2 touchdowns for a passer rating of 101.9. So Minshew is the first player in NFL history to throw for at least 200 yards and a rating of at least 95.0 in his first 5 career games. Shout out to Tad Dickman for posting this.
Tad.
Is that your real name, Tad Dickman? I'm just asking.
He lives next door to Dick Assman.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Third down. Conspiracy. 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 Conspiracy.
Normally, on NFL Conspiracies, we talk about how the Patriots are ruining the NFL. And tonight is no exception. Well, indirectly it is. I was reminded this week that Patriots owner Robert Kraft still hasn't received a suspension from the NFL for his admitted solicitation of prostitution in a Jupiter Day Spa earlier this year. We tweeted that out. Let me just get that up here. There it is. And folks on Twitter responded in 1 of 3 ways to us. The majority of you said, yeah, what the hell, NFL? Some of you said, don't care, move on. And Patriots fans said, he was found not guilty, fuckers. You guys are biased clowns. Yes, we are biased. And yes, we are clowns.
Check, check.
But biased clowns? Please. Skip Bayless makes way more money than we do. Ooh. Before I call conspiracy, let me cite the first paragraph of the player conduct policy.
Can you go fast? It's really boring.
Well, just like get on your phone. Really just boring. Do something, okay? Okay, here we go. Whatever. I'm just going to get rid of this for a second. Okay. It is a privilege to be a part of the National Football League. Everyone who is a part of the league must refrain from conduct detrimental to the integrity or public confidence in the NFL. This includes owners, coaches, players, team employees, game officials, and employees of the league office. We must endeavor at all times to be people of high character. We must show respect for others inside and outside our workplace, and we must strive to conduct ourselves in ways that favorably reflect on ourselves, our team, our communities, and the NFL. So when you get to the definitions of what the NFL considers a violation, it's pretty inclusive. But for the sake of time, let me just cut to the chase here.
Yeah, because I'm bored.
I know. Shut up. Okay, shut up. Normally I'm telling Sub to shut up. You shut up this time, okay? Here we go. You don't have to be convicted of a crime to be in violation of this policy. You just need to have tarnished the shield in some way. So we'd like to ask, why hasn't Robert Kraft been suspended or fined? And for those of you who think he didn't do anything all that bad, right? Should we go to that graphic? What's he doing there?
Yep.
Is he showing the actual...
Yeah, he's showing what she was doing. He's releasing stress.
Yeah, that's how cocky this guy
that's
is.
How she was holding it like this tight.
Forgive me for using the word cocky.
Yes.
Okay. Here are some examples of what the NFL deems to be fine worthy. Remember, Robert Kraft has been fined nothing.
$0.
$0?
Zero.
Seahawks Tedrick Thompson in week 3 was fined $14,000 for excessive celebration, which you could say Kraft was actually guilty of as well.
There's no footage of that, though.
No footage.
No footage.
Not allowed in court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the tape exists.
Exactly. Okay. Ben Roethlisberger just this Sunday was fined $5,000 for wearing an Apple Watch on the sideline. Probably
Apple,
because
though.
It wasn't a Microsoft Surface.
That's correct.
Okay, good stuff. He straps one of those to his wrist. He's fine.
Old watch that OBJ gave.
Oh yeah, exactly right. Golden Tate was suspended 4 games for use of a fertility drug. Vincent Jackson, back when he played with the Chargers, was suspended for 3 games for driving without a license.
What if he just
How
forgot
dare
it?
You?
And Terrell Pryor. Does anybody remember this? He got a 5-game suspension in the NFL for violating NCAA rules for, trading his jersey for a tattoo.
Right.
Because, he should go to jail. Oh, Jesus. They can read your thoughts
now. Yeah.
They can read your thoughts.
Just
get
hold
it back
it
on.
Tight.
And I don't know if anybody remembers this, but in the Falcons in 2016 were fined $350,000 and docked a 5th-round draft pick. And their president, Rich McKay, was banned from the competition committee for 3 months
for
playing noise in their stadium.
Is that the 3 months where they don't meet?
Here's where it gets really good.
Gosh, you're
when
still
the
going.
New conduct policy came out, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft actually said, I hope this sends a message to people for how the league should conduct itself. We have to be careful. People in America can't relate to overindulged athletes not acting responsibly. Apparently, he didn't think owners fell underneath this policy.
Well, he drove his blue Bentley, and not his yellow one.
Oh.
Yeah, so overindulged.
Wasn't crass.
Oh. No.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay, guys, I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I have no thoughts.
This is take off the foil hat.
This is
then.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. There's no fine, no comment, no one's talking about it.
None.
I do not understand.
None.
You can literally. Adrian Peterson was fined for spanking his own child
with a tree.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You're right. No footage.
There's no footage.
Well, it's a stitch.
Switch.
Switch.
You've never been spank. Just go,
so
go get a switch.
I know. Good call.
Now, there's not people. There's players that in every day of every game in their entire NFL career, Deion Sanders included, that were fined for violation of uniforms, whether their socks were too low or no knee pads, etc., etc. Every single game, there's people with built-in fines. I was reading about this, and it's part of their wage. They just, here's your money, NFL,
sure.
Because I'm wearing my shirt too long or too short, or I don't have something tucked in. Ridiculous. I think it's all has to do with sponsorship. Robert Kraft going to get a handy from somebody in a strip mall doesn't affect the NFL at all in their minds. But if you have, and the Apple Watch is in a Microsoft, it's an all money making deal. So if you make the NFL or their sponsors look bad in any sort of way, you'll get the fine. If it doesn't affect them, or there's, like you said, no video, their players driving without a license, that gives them a bad rap, right? Mm. These guys, they should be, we have a car service. So that's why you got fined, because you didn't use the NFL's car service to get himself home. I think it's stuff like that when it directly relates to the sponsorship and what's going on in the NFL.
So if Robert Kraft had jerked off onto a Papa John's pizza, this is a big deal.
Fine.
Yeah,
if
okay.
If he jerked off on a Microsoft Surface,
which we've all done,
right?
Oh, sorry. Was this on air?
Sorry.
Oh,
but I think it has to do with that. It's the sponsorship situation,
right, Coach? Coach,
guilty.
We have video of that.
Help me out, Coach. Well, the camera turns on. That's what happens,
right? Yeah. No, but I think it's because he's a rich owner,
yeah.
And the old boys club that are all part of the rich owners group, and then the NFL, they're all saying, "Well, we don't want to fine him for that because, well, then we can't do it."
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's the most logical point of this is you don't want to start finding yourselves as that group. They have a committee for that, so it would create a larger sort of snowball effect for these owners, right? The players themselves, they're employees and all that stuff, so you treat them differently. That's just how the world works, right? So that's the mindset, I believe, is they're
the
just
Panthers,
like, well, I'm an owner.
They had to sell the Panthers for a comment that the owner made.
No, he touched some ass.
Did he?
He grabbed ass. But still, he grabbed ass. He didn't insist
company.
On getting a handy
but,
buyer.
Exactly.
You know?
Well,
that's different.
Donald Snyder, or what's his face? Sterling from the Clippers.
Same
oh, sure. thing. He said some comments that he's like, I don't want my girlfriend hanging out with rich athletes. Black or white, it didn't matter. So, but he has to sell his team. The Panthers have to sell their team, and nothing happens to Kraft.
But the other half is you probably got clicks in these organizations that are like, okay, we don't like that owner, and we don't like that owner. There's probably guys they want to get rid of, and they're looking for ways to get rid of them. Kraft is obviously not one of those guys. He's obviously one of the core group that basically helped run the league effectively. But if you're one of those outside owners, like, I couldn't name any because I don't know any of them that are in or out.
They're trying to get rid of Mark Davis.
Sure, right? I'm sure they are. But those are the guys that if don't get on the wrong side of this ownership group, because that's the cool clique of owners.
So we're not done, NFL.
Yes.
We're not going to forget.
We're looking at you, Kraft.
That's
we're
right.
coming for you.
Oh, no.
We're looking at you, Goodell.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at. Do something.
4th down.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Do you confess?
Confess. Shame. 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 Confess. Shame. 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 Confession.
Welcome to one and all to NFL Confessions, where we confess on behalf of people in the NFL. We'll also confess some of our sins about what we know or don't know about the NFL.
We mostly don't know.
Correct.
I'd say mostly don't.
Mostly don't.
Are you ready to begin your confession, my son?
Yes, father.
Sister. Let us commence your confession. If you're Daniel Snyder, would you ever confess, even to yourself, to being the problem in Washington?
Absolutely not.
Sister.
Eagles. Sister.
Sorry. May I go first, Father?
Yes.
I think when you're a billionaire and your ego is that big, you would never pinpoint yourself. It's always someone else's problem.
Okay. Father?
I think as a God-fearing man, he must confess that he is the problem. He must look internal. He must look to himself for the problems and solve from within. And then search for answers without.
What solves the problem in Washington?
Removing himself.
And that's him?
Yeah.
And that's him. So there's nothing else below Snyder that could possibly change the situation in Washington.
Possibly the GM could work to get some actual players that play football.
Oh.
That would be good, too.
Nice.
But the owner must take accountability.
Throwing shade at Case Keenum, I see.
Yeah.
He's going to throw for 5,000 yards if he didn't get hurt.
He doesn't play anymore.
I know.
Next up.
Okay.
Would you confess to not knowing what the Dolphins lead the league in right now?
Yeah.
I would absolutely confess that.
I was digging through stats because
deep dive.
Defrock myself, I'm known as stats guy. That's what I do.
Oh, frock. Funny word.
It is good.
Yeah.
You go frock yourself.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Crafted.
No. Someone else frocked
right,
him.
Right.
That's right.
Sorry.
He got frocked.
Yes, I'm not familiar with
he
all
he got
that,
hand
so.
Frocked.
Yeah. If he frocked himself, he wouldn't have been in the trouble.
That's he right. Should start hand
he
frocking.
Should. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. All right. Should be on the NFL's.
Let's get the frock out of here.
Yeah.
Conduct.
Let's
policy.
Keep frocking moving.
Okay. The Dolphins currently lead the NFL in fewest penalties per game.
Hey!
Isn't
that amazing?
Well, you got to try to get penalties.
Yeah. They can't even hold. They're that bad. They can't even
I
hold.
I don't even care to hold.
Nope. No, I got past me.
No,
what are you going to do?
It's all good.
Right.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Good job. Nice move.
Yep. Not bad. If you celebrate with the opposing
you're
team
fine,
in the end zone, is that a penalty?
That's right.
Oh,
look at this bald spot again.
Jeez, really you are nice. Really losing your hair. Didn't want to be the first to tell
oh,
you.
There's some in your drink there.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
At least that's what it is.
Yeah.
Instead of something Kraft left behind. If you're a Bears fan, would you confess that it looks like you're playing for second place in the NFC North?
No.
No?
Oh.
Because a true fan will never relent and always cheer and always think that you'll win.
So delusion is a major part of being
no,
a fan.
No, father, father.
Faith.
Faith.
Faith, faith hope, and love.
Boy, I'm jaded.
Faith.
Wow.
Faith.
I have faith if I'm a Bears fan.
Yes.
Diehard Bears fan in Chicago.
Yes.
That they are going to win, still going to win the division. I would not confess. Then you'd get kicked out of Chicago. 100 years of Cubs futility, and they always thought that was the year. They never gave up hope.
As a Bears fan, we must have faith
yeah.
that Rodgers gets hurt. Both of them. Yeah. Both of the Rodgers, actually.
Yeah.
Roger twins
gets
must
hurt.
Get hurt, and we will pray for that.
I like it.
Yes, we will pray for that.
Wow.
Yep.
And we pray for a speedy return of he who shall be named Mitchell.
Mm.
Hey, there's nobody else. I gotta tell you, there's nobody else.
Is Forte coming back?
Yes. Right. Cutler?
Oh, don't even do
Ooh.
That. Don't even do
Ooh.
That.
Cutler's
why would
just
you
on
do
reality
that?
TV. He
why would you do
offense?
That?
I'm sorry. That was too far.
That's
I apologize.
On conspiracy.
No.
We
that's,
were talking about that conspiracy.
That's tough. That's a tough one. Okay. Next up. If you're a Chargers fan, would you confess that you know Philip Rivers will never win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes. And yes. Just be happy that he has so many children of his own.
To console him.
Yes.
Yeah,
to
when he
make
flames out in the first round of the playoffs.
He,
as a wild card on the
he's
road.
He's such lightful. A nice person that no yeah. one will tell him to his face, but they all admit that they're waiting for him to retire.
Really?
Because they know he can't win a Super Bowl.
So they're just being nice to him in L.A.?
Yes.
I still think San Diego, by the way. I'll always think San Diego.
It's always San Diego.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Always.
So what they think that in San Diego, huh?
Oh, in San Diego they don't.
Because
yeah.
LA's not actually not even sure if they have the Chargers there. No. Or not. LA, I think LA still thinks they're San Diego Chargers.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like, why do they keep playing
so
home
it's an away
here?
Game?
Yeah.
Now,
hell.
Wait, now, though.
Why are we playing Cincinnati up here?
I think Philip
go to Cincinnati.
Rivers,
yeah.
Play there.
Six.
Philip Rivers
stadium.
Will win a Super Bowl when he becomes part of the coaching staff of the Chargers.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
No way. No, no. He would never become part of the coaching staff because he can't extricate himself from his brood down in San Diego, which he won't move.
Nine, no.
And by the way.
Just nine?
God bless you, son, for never using protection.
Right.
Okay.
Every sperm is sacred.
Yeah, well done. Yeah.
We here in the church approve.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up. Mm. If you're a Bills fan, would you confess that the team is playing way above their heads than their 4-1 record suggests?
Blasphemy!
Curses.
How dare you say that?
Oh my.
How darest you?
Father! Sorry. Brother? Watch your tone! Still the host!
How dare you?
Man. Damn me?
Yes, damn you!
How dare thy forsaketh my show
shame
and my good questions
shame
with just a question
shame
shame
shame.
So you're Bills fan then? I think we'll see how it goes until it starts snowing.
Oh,
and then we'll see if they're the real team.
So you think a good defense is going to get worse in snow?
They're gay. Well, it depends. You're not going to be thrown as much.
That's
how's
true.
Their running game?
How's their passing game?
Gore's a monster. Gore's a monster.
Garbage.
I think they're going to win game 7-3 from November on.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you got to do.
Are they this year's version of the 2000
Ravens?
Could they be?
Closest thing I've seen for a while.
They get 4 victories basically a year playing the Jets and Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be
especially
8
this year.
Yeah, 8 and 8 if all goes well.
So you think they're playing below their 4-1 record?
I think the Bills are a wait-and-see team. They get us all hyped up.
Yes.
They were 5-0 three seasons ago. 5-0. And they ended up 5-12 or 5-11. Do you remember that? When they were 5-0 to start and then lost 11 in a row?
I don't remember.
No. It's like San Francisco 49ers right now. Oh. Garbage.
Oh.
Garbage.
The one loss from the Bills, though, I mean, that was a game.
The Patriots was a good Patriots team.
And that was the
game.
We'll
see, though, when the weather changes, if they're the team we think they are. Oh. I'm more of a wait and see with the Bills.
I have faith.
I'll pray for them. I will pray for them.
Thank you. Okay, well, that puts a wrap on this week's show. Holy shit. Special thanks to the sub for filling in. Sister, well done.
Sweating here.
And to the barkeep for another awesome drink that blended into the background.
I liked it.
Okay. If you want to see or hear more episodes of Blitz, just visit blitzfootball.com. They're all there. Thanks for getting Blitz with us. See you next week.